Way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Right, are you ready to record a podcast and walk out of here thinking it was mediocre at best and then listen to it in 3 days and think, well, that was actually all right?
Yeah. I'm ready to do the opposite and say, God, that was awesome, and then listen to it and be disappointed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 28 of the Dutch by Association podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Barahona, and along with me, as always, are my good friends and co-hosts, Aaron Alonz and Mitch Geese.
Today's episode of the DBA pod is brought to you by Super High Tech. Did you get your stimmy?
Your stimmy?
I did. You got your $1,400 stimulus check and you didn't blow it all on Robinhood already? Now's the time to repair or upgrade that phone or computer. Super High Tech has what you need in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center. Online at super-ht.com. You notice I didn't open with a hey.
Hey!
Hey! I saw you smile. You must have noticed.
I did notice. You'll get it.
No, I haven't
gotten a Robin Hood yet. So if you you usually wait till the last second to do your taxes, Mitch, because you're not expecting a major refund at the end of the year. Did you get
looking at me, you're saying Wayne? Then
oh,
yes.
Wayne. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Long day.
Apparently.
Long week. But did you got your stimmy?
Yeah, I literally checked 20 minutes ago because I heard somebody else talking about it, and I thought, oh.
I think it was Wednesday night for about 90% of the people I know got their stimmies.
I think you're right, because Thursday morning, the bank website was down for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So that was accepting all that cash.
Yeah. How about you, Mitch? Mitch, for real this time?
Yet. I haven't done my taxes yet either.
But you didn't get your stimmy? It's just based off your 2019 taxes.
Yeah.
I haven't looked.
So have you done your 2019 taxes? Is there should we be quiet about this subject?
Do you mail yours in? You don't do e-file?
No, I e-file.
You know what?
I didn't file 2019 until July, though, because when they extended it, I was like, yeah, I know I'm going to owe this year for
one of them
various reasons, so and I'm going to string this along.
And I'm the absolute 180 degrees out of phase. I give the government as much as I can every 2 weeks.
Give me in that interest-free savings account.
Yeah.
Because if you give it to me, I might spend it. Well,
I will. You will spend it, yes. But now you'll spend it all at once as opposed to giving
incrementally
it up
over time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot less Casey's trips for beef jerky and probably, you know, like another cow or something.
Well, that's the thing, because the
which is beef either way.
It's just a lot more expensive in a plastic pouch.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
The nice part about the stimulus is it divides easily, because a cow is $1,400. The stimulus was $1,400. I've got six of us. I can buy six cows.
Is it $1,400
so
per person?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy with all the kids in the room?
Yeah. So what'll happen when America turns into Venezuela and our dollar will be worth absolutely nothing due to inflation?
I'm moving to Canada, Saskatchewan.
the most desolate of the provinces.
You've got it all figured out. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Just over the border.
Not real conducive to livestock, though.
Don't care. I'm going to be living a minimalist life.
You'll need to.
There's nothing there. Mm-hmm.
But I figure that's where I'm going if it all just goes south. I think it'll be fine. Little inflation never hurt nobody.
Yeah. Can't have 0% interest forever.
Jimmy Carter about that.
It hurt Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. Well, without Jimmy Carter, would we have had Ronald Reagan? Hallowed be thy name.
You're right.
Yep.
Well, then ask, interest.
Speaking of super, super conservative people, I talked to your wife today. And that's not the super conservative part. I know you would not think that. But when I talked to your wife today, she reminded me that you and your arch nemesis slash best friend Mike Vogel are on the same page about something. Like
what was that?
The exact same page. You told me about it, but I didn't.
No, I think you did.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, because it's something that just happened.
So, as
we record this, it's what, Thursday the 18th. On Tuesday, Monday, we got like 6 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right? Monday night, or was it Sunday night into Monday?
Yep.
What? Yeah. Anyway, so Mike, faithful listener to the show, and his wife, who is usually just happened to be in the car at the same time, so doesn't have really a lot of choice. I get a phone call about 8 o'clock Monday morning. Now, Monday morning in my world is the busiest time because stuff breaks, technology breaks over the weekend, and then Monday morning it's just like an onslaught, right? So I'm thinking, oh, Mike, what's going on? What's down? I need to talk to you about this plowing situation on 24th Avenue and 25th Avenue.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely atrocious. So I'm talking to Greta today. She was asking me a question about microphones, so I guess I'm her to-go guy for that, and or go-to guy for that. And she's like, "So since I have you here, you know, Mitch wasn't gonna say anything
because I knew you'd blow me off."
That's true. I blew a mic off too. But it was interesting that both of you had expressed just extreme guffaw at the fact that the road was not plowed at 7 a.m.
No, it's not the time. It's the quality of work.
So you were complaining after the fact?
Well,
after it was plowed?
I don't want to throw anybody at the city under the bus because I know several people who work there.
But
I think we're at the tail end of the plow route because we're almost always the last one done.
And at that point, they're just
they want to be done. They want to be done. They go flying by at 30 miles an hour, and they get about half of the street. And then by that point, it's been driven on so much that there's a bunch of crap stuck to the road yet. I mean, when I got home Monday night,
Monday night, yeah.
Yeah, it just rutted all over the place. I had to have my truck in four-wheel drive to get around yet just because it was 6 inches deep in spots and big ruts. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they could switch the route and reverse it and do me first once.
Do like you do with the buses for the school. Right. You get to semester break and you switch the route.
Switch the route.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
So the kids that ride forever in the morning get the shortest route in the morning. And kids that ride forever in the afternoon now have the shortest ride in the afternoon.
I suppose maybe Christian school, they go all over here and yon.
We're fair.
Yeah.
My other complaint is just the way they round the corner at my house, and there's really not a good way to fix this, but I'm going to complain about it anyway.
Jeez, okay, Marv.
No, all right. Well, you guys, if you don't know where I live, my street does not go all the way through. There's a corner, just one house to the south of me, and just an L, okay? So when they round the corner, they take a big wide turn, and they stay way away from the curb until they get right next to my driveway, which then the plow starts to shed all the snow that it picked up from the corner till it got to my freaking driveway. When I got home Monday night, it was as tall as the hood of my pickup at the end of my driveway on half of it.
What did you do with it?
I called Troy Klein and said, please come by tomorrow morning and charge me again to move the damn snow. Because it was way too big and heavy to move with a shovel. Would have taken me 2 hours. It was thick. And it had been packed by the plow. Annoying.
It's rough life really annoying. On 26th. 26th?
24th.
24th.
No, 26th. Yeah, 26th.
12th.
In case the plow guys are listening and pissed off right now.
I think they know exactly what you're talking about.
I got that big L.
Anyone,
well, there's one on 26, too.
Anyone who's listening knows where you live that not works for the city.
Except for our fans in Austria and Germany.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know where we live. But you're probably not afraid of them.
I encourage you as a councilman who cares to take a tour next time we get snow, which will probably be next year, and you'll forget about it and won't care anyway.
Lord willing.
You're here to remind him.
Oh, I will. I will.
Hey, Wayne, I don't want to
be one of the guys that complains, but it is kind of ridiculous. Because all I ever hear, well, East Side gets everything. Nobody cares about any other part of town. Well, come drive around your two-wheel drive pickup and tell me that. You won't make it.
Dude's got a park in his backyard, but he's crying because they don't plow the snow as good as mine. Yeah, try living on the west side there, buddy.
How's your street?
My street was done at like 6 a.m. It was immaculate.
I believe that.
Yeah. But I'm on the south side, so
yeah.
So I don't have a dog in this fight.
And the county never plowed the gravel.
You're west of Country Club.
I'm a west sider.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't have plowed the gravels. They'd have just peeled off a 4-inch layer of gravel.
But I was afraid Tuesday morning my wife wasn't going to be able to get to the blacktop because it was that thick. She made her. Plowed right through with the old Chrysler Pacifica.
How does she plow through when she never goes faster than 50?
A 5 mile an hour can still plow. Just push it out of the way.
Oh boy, they make those now.
Mm-hmm. We're going to keep this until the wheels fall off. Mm. Probably give it to our daughter as a car.
You've said that with every single vehicle you've had. And yet... Mm-hmm.
And this is the last one.
And yet it lasts maybe 4 years and all of a sudden,
we were at an out-of-town dealership.
We've had this one.
I thought after...
This one's 5 years.
Oh, that long, man. Really? No. Mm-hmm.
And it's got another 5 years left in her.
Well...
What, in payments?
Let's see. How long... No, you only have, what, 1 year till there's a kid at Western?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, well, they won't let him in unless you drive a Suburban, I don't think. So that's seems like...
Yeah, and even then, you probably should have like a Denali or...
Yeah, not a base level. That'd be mean.
I could afford one of them if I didn't send a kid to Western.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know.
But the minivan, it is.
I've seen your work fleet keeps expanding. It's like there's a new truck there every day.
Keep adding guys. The phone does not stop ringing.
You know? Yeah, so life must be good over there. We haven't seen you in like...
I know.
Since the last time...
I'm busy. Busy.
Well, you don't want to hang out with you.
So, people. Yeah, the last time we all wanted to get together was Friday.
And Friday...
And then the Friday before. But this last Friday was when we went to what Fake Bob called Iowa's Disneyland, Bridges Bay.
Bridges Bay, yes!
So, I'm leaving town, hustling home, because the wife's like, I got everything picked up, we're ready to go. And then I'm leaving town, and I see smoke, like, out kind of my way.
Uh-oh.
Someone's burning.
Yeah,
I keep getting closer, and I'm like... You've got to be kidding me. So now I'm on 280th, and I'm pointing that way, and it's on 280th. Somebody's burning on 280th. Not again. Not again. Not again. I get up over the hill, fire trucks and fire and smoke.
Oh, no.
Right up against my property, and my pasture, 4 acres of my pasture is burned up. And I get to the house, and it's burning right up against the back of my lot.
Oh,
and I've got wood fence there,
yeah.
And the cattle are in that. And the fire department has a neat little grass side-by-side little thing that shoots foam or something.
Sure.
I knew who the guy was, and he peels onto the yard and says, you want... And in the meantime, I went out there and saw, the neighbor who lit the fire and it went out of control was kind enough to hook the plow and plow a furrow right against our property line to hopefully keep the fire from hopping over the furrow.
Sure.
Hopped over the Floyd, but he was hoping to not hop over the furrow. But... So they come on the yard, and I'm like, do you want us to put that out? You want us to, you know, drive around there and put that out? Because you can only get through it, really, by coming right up against my property. And I said, no, let's leave it. I said, it's 50% thistles, 50% cockaburs. We're just going to let her burn. That's probably the best thing for it. So then I'm running late.
Yeah.
And then the farmer who started the fire comes on the yard, and he wants to talk about, you know, the accident.
So, your insurance going to cover this?
No talk like that. I really didn't know how bad my pasture really was until my neighbor texted and said, hey, can I, you know, go out in your pasture and take a look around, see what all burned up? Yeah, you bet. But in the meantime, the guy who I rent that pasture from came out. So now three people have come out to visit about this fire. And I'm just like, I just want to go to Bridges Bay. I just want to get out of here. It's been a week and my stuff's on fire. So visited with him a little bit, and he was upset because he had planted some trees, and now they had all burned up.
Oh, so you don't own this land?
Not this one. Not my pasture that burned up that I'd lost 600-800 feet of fence on. That I rent. That pasture.
Sure. Okay.
My ground.
So there was losses incurred by both the tenant and landlord because of this.
So yeah, when it talks in the news story, it said property damage. That was my landlord, but really mine too, I guess, at that point. Because then I got a text from the guy that lives right next to me. He's like, oh man, that's bad out there. Like all your wires shot, because it's high tensile wire, and when it gets hot enough, it ruins it. So I have to rerun 4-strand wire. All that, and all the insulators on the posts are melted.
You do? You know, it's... Yeah, right? Yeah, why do you have to... incur that cost.
So this is such a struggle because you've been raised your whole life to be a good neighbor, and you've never had to really
make good neighbors?
Good fences. Well said.
But so now you're like, well, do you just, because I've, let's face it, I've had cattle out.
No, stop it, sir.
Yeah. So this
there's been some.
I know you don't believe in karma, like no, but that.
But
you're just saying you don't want to tempt fate.
No, I can't imagine that the couple.
You need to extend the same grace that has been extended to you. I get it.
I think the damage level is still a little out of whack. Because the amount of deer that run through the Floyd Valley and just snack on that stuff makes way more damage than what my cows do every once in a while.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't know what to do.
Well,
what
you do here sets a precedent for the future.
Well,
unless you're planning on moving in the next couple of years, which your mortgage says you're not.
No, I'm there till I'm 71.
Technically, each neighbor is responsible for half of the fence anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Is
Iowa law. As you're facing the fence, I believe it's your right-hand side. That's the half of your property line you are responsible for.
But
even if you don't need the fence, it's your responsibility.
So even if somebody else put up the fence, that you still are responsible for it. But isn't there? I guess I think of it in city terms, where you got to have like an egress setback is what I'm thinking of. So when you have a setback, then it's all on your property, right?
There's no setback. It's on the property line. Generally, the fence is right on the property.
Sure.
Line.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. Because I'm struggling with this.
So. Your neighbor's responsibility to keep his things off your property, his animals or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to keep yours off his or his off of yours. So it's half and half. That way people are equally responsible.
So I'm going to go out there and add up kind of what the damages are and see what's... Because I did.
You got to pay yourself, what, 30, 40 bucks an hour?
40.
That's right. Yeah.
So I emailed...
And he's union, so he's got to take union breaks.
And can only work under certain conditions. Yeah. Right. And I emailed my insurance gal. And I'm like, so here's what happened. And she emails back and she's like, well, you know what? It's his responsibility. It's not your fault. It's a fire that went out of control on your neighbor's property. That's something you need to bring up with him. Is just, let me know if there's anything I can do. So I emailed her back and said,
"Can you talk
I emailed her back. Is one of the things you can do like talk to my neighbor? Oh yeah, you just let me know what you want me to tell him. This insurance policy is the best.
That's right.
I will do my dirty stuff. That's great.
Not only am I paying less money, but I'm paying. You know, I would gladly pay more than this for the premium have to have the awkward conversation.
Yeah, the neighbor will say, "Hey,
that bulldog of an insurance gal, you got boy, what do you got? What's going on, man?"
I'm like, hey, sorry. That's not me.
Sorry, yeah,
that's my.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for my insurance gal.
Tim Van Beek from third grade owes me $20 yet. If you would call him too, if you could just take care of that while you're at it.
I know she is. She probably would too. But what I can't believe is that you have now had a fence been destroyed by both flood and fire.
Twice by fire, twice by flood. And I've only rented it for 3 seasons. And the landowner, when he came on the property to have our mutual complaint session, he's like, you know what? I've been thinking about this. I'll just sell you that ground and the piece that kind of goes behind it all the way to the river. I'll just sell you that 10 acres. In 3 years, it's burned twice, and it's flooded twice.
If you buy it, the next thing is a locust plague. I'm just saying.
My fence has been ripped down 4 times in 3 years. I just don't know if I want to buy that and own that and invite that on myself. And maybe there's better fencing choices.
That's the thing to bring up in the negotiations, Aaron. You know,
so, dude, this isn't like a. This is more than in a floodplain. This is terrible.
Well, so you also brought up the fact that this is the second time that the fence is burned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second time by the same neighbor, right?
Correct.
So you obviously spent your time already showing the grace, right? Because I'm sure you did not.
No, replaced it all. Yeah.
You didn't pursue any action the first time around. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
also
I'm Aaron Alonz.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll just
so what was funny was the guy I rent the ground from, he was really upset about his trees. What's kind of a little funny about the thing was last year he lit a fire in his CRP and burned up a bunch of trees in the acreage he just sold. He just sold the acreage out of that piece of ground. Burns CRP, burns up the half of a bunch of pine trees, beautiful pine trees on the property he just sold. And then 12 months later, he came in and was super upset about someone burning up his trees.
That's different.
I guess.
Couldn't they have learned from my mistake last year?
Do as I say, not as I do.
So that was Friday. Then we went up to Bridges Bay and had a really nice weekend. We stayed in the, not the existing hotel unit that's tied to the pool, but the one across the parking lot that might only be a couple years old.
Is that the one that used to be apartments or whatever? Or condos?
No, it's new.
No, they,
the one we were in.
This is back, right? Like further away from the lake.
Yeah. Because, yeah, we stayed at the one that was like used to be apartments or condos or whatever. And
I think they still are. Some of them.
Maybe somebody, them are.
You can own those units.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And, it was really a good time. And you know what makes the kids this week? The swimming pool. But the second greatest thing, if you would stay there, but stay on floor number one, it would ruin your kids' weekend because you get to ride the elevator. It's like that is the second greatest thing. Oh, we love the pool, but the elevator. We get to ride the elevator. It's like, yeah, we were on the fourth floor, so it was even better.
Okay, so how much time during this weekend did you actually spend in the pool?
I didn't go in it at all.
Right. Okay. So, then what do you do? Like you talk about, it's so great because so you've got at least like a solid 8 hours of your kids at the pool or doing pool related activities.
I sit there and I visit with like my brother-in-law or my dad and or my sister and hey, just hang out.
You didn't do
any. You do did, know some people.
Didn't
there.
Do any podcast research. We see that.
Nope.
Didn't you think about it once?
So here's the deal. I have done maintenance at the Holiday Inn in town for years, or did, until new ownership. He's got his own guys. But I know what gets filtered out of swimming pools and hot tubs. I
ain't specifically going in one. Hot tubs, yes.
I ain't going in one.
Chemicals kill everything.
No. I have maintained them. I have seen them. I am not getting in one.
But you don't think twice about sending your children into them and have fun, kids. That,
it only makes them
build
healthier.
Their immune system.
Yeah, it makes them healthier. It's like playing outside in the dirt. You know, we're old enough.
Worse.
We get sick enough. You know, it might end us.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't be risking that. That's kids, true. They've got good immune system. They're fine.
Or at least this is how they get there. Either they get dysentery, whatever.
You want to come in there, then? Nope.
Not even a little.
Yeah. Even if I can smell the chlorine and it's burning my nostrils from here, still not enough to have to deal with that. And on that appetizing thought, we're going to take a timeout. Back with segment two next.
That
little
was
flat, little flat.
You were an inquirer, I'm guessing.
No.
You don't say.
The quartet reunites.
Really?
Really.
Next Friday night.
The Four Horsemen.
Sorry. You were.
It's not the Four Horsemen.
I named it that. Yes. I'm going to call it that.
Some people do say that yet, though. But yeah. We're doing something completely, completely out of our typical comfort zone.
Boys to Men, nope. Backstreet Boys. Nope. What are you doing?
Well, this would never be sung at a funeral.
Okay.
And we won't be serving ham buns and chips with it. But I don't know if I want to I'll let it out. I'll say it. I'm assuming that there's not a cross-section.
These audiences don't intersect.
Unless we put this on vinyl, no, I'm not sure they're going to hear it.
So we're singing at a fundraiser for Samuel Christian School.
Oh.
So there will be some people listening that will get it, but. We're going to sing some John Denver and some Eagles.
Oh.
What?
Can I come?
What?
You bet, buddy.
Ooh.
You can sit at our table.
I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load.
No.
I've got seven women.
Seven
on
Bridges Road.
Yes.
Seven Bridges Road. If you guys can pull that off.
Careful with that. That's
I love that song.
But you're playing with fire on that one because if you do it wrong.
No, it's so easy to screw up.
Yeah.
What? No, last night we got together and we practiced. Now, granted, I had a couple brews, but it sounded really good.
There are stars in the sun.
So we had to go through the lyrics.
I'm not warmed up. Otherwise, that would have been really good.
Is this any of this inappropriate to be singing in a Christian school?
Is there like drug references? It all checks out.
I think we're okay. And country roads.
So I want to know which part of the harmony you're doing.
The highest that the men can sing. We're going to have Mrs. Scher sing with us, who she sang with us before a couple times, but she's going to sing the highest point because the highest singer out of the Eagles group that sings it, none of us grown men can do that.
And if so, she'll decide.
And then I do the second. There, which is a lot, but I'll tighten the belt, wear my tightest pants.
Which, that still floors me, because you still are like one of the lowest singers in your quartet.
Yeah.
Wow, but he's got range.
But, yeah.
have you ever done Oak Ridge Boys?
Mm-mm.
I want to.
No.
All right, do your. Can you do that?
No.
Well, you should.
We have a guy that.
You
that
should do, that. Do the. Now I'm losing my train of thought. Any mama gonna take me by the hand? By the hand, hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama.
We have to do things that are slow and have lots of whole notes. So Seven Bridges Road
wanna
is that.
Wanna hear some funky Dixieland? Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Why can't I think of who that is?
Doobie Brothers, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys don't have a duet.
No, I think the last 30
this
seconds.
This next one's by the Doobie Brothers. People would faint circle.
No, they wouldn't. Nobody there. I mean, a couple of the younger ones would go, but the rest would be like, Doobie Brothers.
Or a couple of the
younger ones. I've never heard of the Doobie Brothers.
Now, what'll happen is a couple of the grandpas will look at each other, give the side eye like, I remember the 70s.
We won't talk about that, though.
So I'm hoping we can get as good of a response as any other group. Like, there's a lot of country groups that'll go out there that have like multiple singers, like Sugarland out with somebody, but they'll sing this song like at a concert because it's an easy one. Everybody knows it, but you always get a huge response. So it's kind of a little bit of a wild card because we don't know, are we going to get the response or is it just going to be us in like an empty auditorium? Because a lot of it is the cheering after you sing the line.
Well, maybe, Mitch, we should just go to be the cheering section.
Yeah.
So, hooray for secular!
No. You have to go,
woo!
Because there's the guy that does that.
That's true.
In the Eagles.
On the Seven Bridges Road. Yeah. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
When is this again?
Next Friday night. Yeah, and I'll probably get in trouble for releasing this here because a couple people that will be there will hear it. So keep it a secret. It's supposed to be a secret. It's not going to be even because.
So is it supposed to be like a surprise or like that you don't want people to boycott?
No, it's going to be a surprise because they want to put the songs we're going to say. We need to know what you guys do. Nope. we're just coming. We're going to do a couple numbers.
All right. So you're doing Seven Bridges Road. You're doing Country Road. What else?
Thank God I'm a country boy. And that's really fast. Yeah. And that's actually going to be a solo by this guy.
Really?
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That always makes me think of Son-in-Law when he's driving the combine.
Yep.
Aaron's never seen it, probably.
No, I 100%
Pauly Shore.
There.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Great movie.
Well, let's not.
It was a great
far.
Movie when I saw it when I was however many years old.
The tractor was green.
That's all I remember. So it's going to be a new thing for me.
And you're singing some of your mom's favorites.
That to me
is so touching.
Yep. She's a big John Denver fan.
Yes. Oh, yeah. When John Denver died in that plane crash, I remember that really shook my mom up because she's a huge John Denver fan. Because I'm guessing that would have been late 80s.
Blackwater. That's the name of the song.
Yes.
Sorry.
Keep on shining your light.
I spent $3.99 to download somebody's knockoff score of that song so someone could play it on a piano.
So you're saying the royalties may not have made it back. Wait, so someone could play it. So it's like piano accompaniment? Is that
just to help get started a little bit? Like play the notes to get you started, but then you're... Because
Wait, you needed to pay $4 to play the notes to get you started.
It's true.
It's worth it.
But
Are you guys... So, okay. So Mitch and I, we're having fun here. We're singing it because we know the song, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so we can do that. Are you guys actually like with the sheet music?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There are stars.
So what I want to do, I want to get like a TV and on the floor and tip it up and then put the words on that.
Yeah.
And have somebody doing the words there, or have a overhead or something shine it onto the back wall.
Right. Because so you're looking forward and not at your music like you do every single time, even though you know these songs inside and outside, sideways and up days and down days to Sunday.
But I'm so nervous.
So what if it changed in the last 127 years?
We'll see how it goes Friday. I think it's going to be fun.
So this coming Friday?
A week.
So a week from tomorrow, I guess, as we record this.
So we'll release this Saturday.
It's my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it'll be my birthday.
All right. Well, if you make it.
So what's the venue again?
It's at the school gym.
Okay.
So then, yeah, maybe we need to go out for my birthday first. Poor. And
no, I don't want to. I'm going to need all the practice I can get. You can go for your birthday first, but I'm going to need all the practice I can get because we want Catherine to take her viola and do a little fiddle work because there's thank God I'm a country boy. There's there's fiddle work and fiddle guitar work.
Could you do like Devil Went Down to Georgia or
not in that gym without spontaneously combusting?
You're making a deal
with the devil.
Yeah, but you conquer the devil. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's, but you made a deal with him.
Within Reformed Christianity, there is a place for literature that's made up. Okay. You can do that. It's okay. You guys make such a big deal out of this, but
I'm not making a big deal out of it.
Oh, that place is just a good
thing. I wouldn't suggest playing it in my church either. So
I remember back at high school there was a German student that foreign exchange student that came here and he played electric guitar and he played at the homecoming, which we had for basketball because we didn't have football back then, at the talent show, and he played Thunderstruck. And it was just the craziest thing in the world. But what it took to get that to finally go through, I mean, heaven and earth were just about literally moved for him to be able to play Thunderstruck.
Western
Christian. Just the guitar solo, none of the lyrics or nothing. But he just, boy, when he came out there and played that, oh, man, student body just went nuts.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet to some of them that was the first time they've ever seen the sun.
Like me.
Yeah, exactly.
But the people that knew it, but just seeing that level of guitar playing was just really amazing. And yeah.
Well, because, yeah, the only time they've ever seen a guitar player was at the front of church.
And that was the liberal ones.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, right. Something that had more than just a piano. That's
more than just an organ.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Very true.
Ooh. Oh, shoot. So that's my next week.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
A lot of practicing for that. And yeah, I might get in trouble for letting that out of the bag. So if you are listening, just keep it to yourself.
What would you get? Like, people aren't going to show up now?
No, we just don't. Because I think it would spread. No. Because people, when they hear, 4-4 hymn is going to sing now, snooze.
No.
Grandma's funeral.
Then why wouldn't you want this news to get out?
No, we want it to be shocking. When we start singing, it's just shocking.
Let's pull this back here because I want to give you the flip side of that argument.
Okay.
I think the flip side of that argument is if you say 4-4 hymn is singing, but it's not at a funeral, and you come out with this quote-unquote rock music, you might cause a funeral to some of the people that would normally be listening to you.
No. Okay, here. This is what you need to know is tickets are sold already. We are just one little piece of a major program. And the people who are in charge are parents, are moms, basically.
Right.
All the moms are given a table here, invite family, friends. So there will be some people there, but I believe a lot of them will be like my mom. And maybe they had to hide the John Denver record and the Eagles record. But I really believe most of them have heard it.
I'm trying to envision 1974. Son, you want to tell me about this?
Oh, no. Mom found my Eagles record.
He's got long hair. You know who else has long hair? The devil.
Oh, yeah.
Also Jesus, but
Samson. You know what happened when Samson cut his hair?
Yeah.
Bad deal.
So it's, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be, I just hope it doesn't fall completely on its face.
This could be the start of something big for you, though. I mean, this could be the, where, I mean, you already sell out the BJ Han Auditorium. We've already established that.
With social distancing.
We
sell it out with social distancing.
Okay, well, I guess there's that. But this could be, you know, the key to getting you, like, park gazebo gigs from here to Sibley. I mean, you might be onto something here.
Are they doing moose days this year?
Yeah.
I think they might, yeah. They might want you for moose days.
Yeah. Well, hey, you could be opening for Judd Hoos if you play your cards right. Goodness.
Sorry, guys. This is just a one-time thing.
You feel like kind of dirty doing it? Like, ugh.
No, but it's certainly more work for us.
Why? Because you have to learn something?
Correct. We're used to doing songs we know. And just doing the same song 100 times.
Well,
so this is a little different.
Branching out.
And I'm looking forward to it.
And I think it's a start. I think this is a good start.
Then the last verse of "Thank God I'm a Country Boy," our bassist sings it, but an octave lower. So I think that'll sound pretty cool. That'll be a little different. I can't carry the whole thing. And then "Take Me Home, Country Roads," we changed up the lyrics to be about Northwest Iowa.
Oh,
well, really?
So we'll see how that goes.
Will this be recorded?
I hope not.
I think we should put it on the next podcast.
Why don't you guys come? You guys just come down and record it yourselves.
I'll talk.
There's enough seats.
Maybe I'll talk to.
I was trying to think of what lyrics you substituted in there.
Well, you got the Shenandoah River,
West Rock River.
No, the Floyd River. Come on,
Melvin, Mama.
yeah.
Got saucer cheese on the griddle.
I should have probably had you redo the lyrics. You would have done a better job. There's still a chance to actually remake some of the lyrics. It's just the key is that we all sing the same
thing. Yeah, that you sing the same thing, yeah. Yeah, maybe I should talk to Jamie and see if we can get this thing recorded. Because are you going to have microphones?
Yeah, we'll have our equipment. They'll be using our equipment.
Yeah, the full PA setup.
Yeah. Our custom with a K or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
The custom with a K, yep. It's less money when you have K instead of C.
It was our first system. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, speaking of the socially distanced BJ Han concert coming up, you've got a COVID shot or something?
I took one. I'm half immunized.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Actually sick, but I think I was getting sick before. But, like, this is a good day. Like, I've been sick most of the week.
So you've gotten one of the two?
Yes.
When's your next one? Did you get it from the grocery store? Or did you?
So my wife got a call Monday or Tuesday, maybe it was Tuesday, and said that because of the weather the day before, they had like 100 shots that were going to go bad.
Oh.
That because whatever reason people couldn't come in to take them. So they were calling up businesses in town. So a lot of banks. So I was there with our good friend Banker Jim and chatted with him a while. And yeah, Becky texted me. So what's funny is Becky texted me at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then we had like a 3:30 appointment. And so the first thing she says is, well, would you be interested? Well, yeah. No, let's do it.
Especially since you were a big failure and didn't have antibodies.
Well, you know, she's like, well, I just didn't know if you would be okay with taking the vaccine.
You're a Republican.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm like, no, I...
I hear Republicans don't like the vaccine.
Well,
don't worry, you don't have to tell Mike.
He knows now. Too late.
30-something percent of Republicans will not take the vaccine because of fears of whatever.
Microchips.
Yeah, or... sterilization or whatever. I've got employees that won't take it because of...
And they're not Republicans.
And they're not. No, I don't think any of my... Well, no, some of my employees are Republicans, but the majority are not.
It changes your DNA.
I'm not going to take
half the people that I've heard say that, I don't know that would be a bad thing for them. But...
Mitchell, geez.
Not naming names.
I'm not...
But the shallow end of the gene pool.
I'm making a joke.
Well, you're not wrong, though. You're not wrong. But yeah, there are some people that are really taking that. COVID has really kind of shined a spotlight on people's psyche, right? Because there's some people that on both like the super liberal and super conservative sides that you think, I thought you were like a well-adjusted normal human being, and then this particular trigger happens, and you turn into a psycho. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? That is completely irrational. I don't care if you're talking about, you know, the vaccine's going to give you herpes simplex Q, or if the fact that if you get one sniffle, you'll infect and kill thousands. I don't care which side of that bracket you're on. Either side is just like lunacy. And then the fact that you're like, you're so impassioned and emboldened by it, it's beyond words to me.
Well, the good news is if you get fully vaccinated, you might be able to have people over for a barbecue on the July 4th.
Yes.
If Joe Biden gives you the green light. Fauci said that he doesn't want to put a time on it, but people might be able to get married in 2021.
What?
Yep.
Oh,
after
man.
I just came from just the most crowded wedding I've been at.
There are so many dudes that have, you know, been dating somebody since COVID started. They're like, shit. Now I can't keep putting it off because of COVID.
Well, Dr. Fauci said. I think the ones that have started dating since COVID started are like, hey, let's take the mask and other things off. Can we hurry this up, please? Come on now.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't have any.
Could you imagine
front teeth? You just wouldn't know.
Could you imagine, though, dating in the age of Zoom? Like, that's your thing?
So, where are you from?
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a minute.
So, I was from...
I can't imagine dating now, period. So.
Oh, amen to that.
No.
Oh, you said something to us earlier that was implicating that you could be dating again.
No. No, I did not. So now that you have incriminated me and I need to dig myself out of a hole, I made a joke that I could have done better than my wife, which is not true.
No, it wasn't quite that. It's that your wife knows that you could do better than her.
That's what I mean.
No, but that's fine. But that's a whole different thing. So it's one thing to
kind of hold that over her head.
It's one thing to be that
out of line. It's
one
thing. Well, hey,
you know,
I could have done a lot better.
Let me get out my book for you.
It's one thing. It's one thing to be that.
I didn't mean that, even a little bit.
And we wouldn't have thought twice about it unless you would not have followed it up 30 seconds later with, you know, I was kidding, right? Don't tell my wife.
And don't bring this up on the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I said.
And don't bring this up on the podcast. Yeah. Sorry, Wayne did it. I was just happy to be here for the ride. It was a fun ride.
No, whatever.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, well, I'll be in for a ride in segment 3 next. So, interesting and weird week here at the Barahona House. Of course, we're coming off the. Still a little sniffles yet from the vaccination, but of course, our city council world got a little upended as one of our own was found to have had some issues and will no longer be part of the council. So now, the four of us remaining council members are left with. Left with a problem.
It's a mayor's problem. Just
well,
don't worry about it, Council Wayne.
It's the mayor's problem. Well, so here's the problem that, as I see it, the last time there was an election for the seat that has been vacated,
which is not an at-large seat,
It is Ward 2 in the in Sheldon. There were a grand total of 13 votes cast. 13, period. Not 13
for one
person.
There was no official candidate.
There was no official candidate, which I guess would mean that the numbers were lower for that reason. But the fact is, there's not really been a whole lot.
There hasn't been much interest from people within that ward, correct?
Correct.
And not just last election.
No, it's an ongoing thing.
Well, I know it was brought up at one point to eliminate wards and all council seats are at large.
Yes.
Is that something that will be explored again, possibly?
So I did I did start that conversation. Obviously, this is all new news. This happened, I believe it was Tuesday, and or Wednesday, whichever it was. I don't know, these days all start to run together anymore. And so we won't have an official meeting until the 24th. I started asking the questions about what we can do to do away with wards and ward representation and going to straight at large. Now, this topic was broached in 2017, I believe.
Yep.
And there were many on the council that were not in favor of doing away with wards. These were councilmen and others and the mayor who were all up for re-election that felt that if they were to give up that the ward representation, that there would be an unfair shift or an unfair balance of representation throughout the city. So now,
also, I think they were a little afraid of backlash by supporting that because of that.
Yeah, yeah, and I could see that, and I think this would be something more of a hill that I would be ready to die on than most of the other things that have come up here on city council. Like, all right, if we have to vote on if someone has a fence here or there, obviously it cares. If I gotta talk about stupid chickens, fine, I'll do it. But no, this is something that really matters. You know, who helps shape the vision of the future of our town? So now, you know, it takes five people to do it, plus, you know, the mayor, and then obviously we're all acting from information given to us by the city manager. But I don't see why having an all at large council position would be a bad
thing. I don't think it would be bad at all. You know, the argument has been, well, then certain parts of town will be underrepresented. Well, if only 13 people voted,
yes.
Does anybody in that part of town care? I think they I think they do. I'm not saying they don't. They haven't shown it in the way they voted or the way people have run.
They care, but not enough to put forward the effort to do something about it.
Which, you know, I say if you don't vote, you can't bitch.
That's 100% kinda, right.
Now, in the other part, it's been, well, then everybody on the east side of town, they'll just run everything. Well, that presumes that most of the people in town live on the east side of town and will vote for their neighbors. Most of the people in town do not live on the east side of town.
No, you're absolutely right.
They definitely do not. So if you're going sheerly by numbers, the west side of town should have an easier time voting their neighbors in.
Side of town, I mean, those yards are so big that you can't really cram a whole lot of people in there.
And the houses are so big. How many square feet per person there?
I don't have a lot of square feet.
So what's this take? A constitutional amendment, or does it have to go to the citywide vote first?
It has to go to it has to be a petition that comes from the city. And then it has to go to vote because it would be changing the city laws, the rules that are on the books. And I don't know if that's something that I can, or we as a council, or hell, I'll own it. Yeah, if something that I have to start to say, okay, let's make it so that we have the best people available to help guide our city and help guide the future and vision of our town.
Would that change the way elections are done potentially to where it's like a ranked system?
How do you mean?
To where, you know, the top five vote getters.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You would do three, two years later, or whatever.
That's how we did it.
But I mean, when it's all at large, if there were four candidates, then it's a like a ranking system, essentially. Is that how that would work?
I would do. I would certainly do it that if you didn't meet 50%, you needed a runoff. And then you would have a runoff. No, just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
No.
Do not suggest that.
Somebody is now penning a letter to the editor right now. Yeah.
You're not saying kidding, that. Too.
That's a $10,000 election if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, I guess I can just, you know, I've been part of some email chains with Barb Rohr, the O'Brien County Auditor, and she's just like, oh, gosh. We just went through something like this in Hartley, and this is how much it cost, and this is what all is going to entail. And
I would make a 5-year plan, set it on that 5-year plan, and do it simple.
And resign before that takes effect. Oh,
if it's a 5-year plan, I'll be done. I think. I think I'll be out.
Oh, but that's what everybody says.
You don't need a 5-year plan.
But I think
because you'll have to vote on it in 2 years, and then you'd finally, a 5-year plan.
It'll phase itself in over 5 years because of the way elections work. But
all right, so let me ask you guys this: we as councilmen are paid to do this, and we're paid $45 a meeting.
Unbelievable. Think of the Iper's check you're going to get someday.
I don't think that we fall into that category. But I would be in favor of increasing that. I know.
I believe it.
Hell, even if I double it, it's still, for the amount of hours that I put into this job, I'd still be like, I don't know, maybe minimum wage. But regardless, I think we need to be able to put forward the best candidates that are available.
How about instead, when somebody comes in and wastes your time while you're at work, you can send them a bill on behalf of the city council? I think that would work.
There might be an issue with collections, but I like where your head's at.
I mean, that would up your hourly rate, because
yes, maybe that's one way to do
away with a lot of the BS, right?
But, you know, when you... Yeah, with all the meetings and all the Robert's rules and all these different things that have to happen at these particular intervals and so on and so forth, it's like an all encompassing thing. And I, of course, was given the good grace or stupidity to have gone for 5 years instead of just 4 like a normal person. So I'm really starting to see this. I don't want it to sound like I am just some negative Nancy that who's all this, this is dumb and I hate it. And blah, 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 blah. But the problem is that we're not having like a big push of people that want to be responsible and that want to be part of representative government. And so it's you want to get those people involved.
You offer them health insurance.
Yeah.
The end.
You go the O'Brien County
Board of Supervisors.
You go the O'Brien County route. Yeah.
Do you think you put in as much time as a county board of supervisor does?
I can't answer that. I
think you do.
I don't.
But you're drawing
maybe not
from
all
a
of them,
pool.
But because depending on what committee you're on, you have more meetings or less.
Sure.
Meetings. Yep. And it is what you put in it.
Right.
Yep. And it's that way for a lot of boards. But hey, free health insurance, just hop right on with the other city guys.
I know the health insurance is crap now after that Barahona gutted it.
But after that, you know, so it should be cheap.
Well, the county, you know, the supervisors a few years ago, they held people's hours under 40, so they didn't have to give them health insurance, but they still got it. You could do that as a council member.
that would be what would afford ours, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Mitch and I have just fixed your problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's
you just got to find 5 employees to cut their hours.
Maybe it's the ones that are plowing Mitch's street. Is that how we should go about it, Mitch?
No, do not cut their hours. Give them more hours, please.
Oh, problem solved. Die on that hill, Wayne Barahona.
I shouldn't have to die on it. That's the problem. That's not that controversial. People were up in arms about it last time.
Oh, yeah, they just want all their buddies to run the town, all their rich buddies.
I only get one vote.
Right.
Yeah. People that say they're complaining for the sake of complaining.
Because
I know.
It actually normalizes your vote. Because every vote is weighted the same.
Yeah, because the ward that this gentleman was from was very underrepresented.
Yes.
And if everything was at large, they probably would be better represented. I would think.
Possibly. Well, Sheldon's not that big of a place. There's not that much difference from me and somebody who lives a half a mile away from me.
Right. It's not like you're...
you don't know what it's like over on 22nd Avenue. I got a pretty good idea.
From here, right?
Yeah.
Hi, neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sheldon, you're absolutely right. Sheldon is not that big of a town to... I think the wards thing is dumb. Just get rid of it, Wayne. Just quick.
Get rid of it. Take it out back.
Go visit Micah tomorrow morning. Get it done.
Take it to a nice farm family to live with, and we'll never see it again.
Yeah. there's nothing quick about this, of course, because it's several, just like we had a budget deal that needed to be changed because there was a calculation in the budget incorrect.
My taxes are going up.
The levy is adjusted. And the...
Spoken like a true politician.
Are my taxes going up? The levy was adjusted. Okay.
Next question.
Boy, maybe I did pick up some things from my trip to Des Moines, you know? Goodness. Oh, did you see there's... So, the House Republicans or House Senate, whatever. It's Republicans either way. Or Senate Republicans, whatever, are pushing towards this bill to ban government dealings with social media that censors.
Oh, yeah, that sounds important.
All of the frickin' other problems in the state solved. We can't get frickin' water here. But yeah, no, we're gonna spend time.
Sorry, I don't know what I can do.
Yep,
okay. kind of busy.
Busy right now.
Taking it to Twitter
and Facebook.
You know, if we can pass a law that would make the governor have to have a Parler account, make that their primary account, that's what we're gonna focus on. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Jeez, I don't.
I believe in limited government, except for this.
I am, you know, and what's sad is I'm a Republican, like, you know, that's...
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Too many people, they identify with that more than common sense.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to 100%. Agree with stupid bullshit just because it's somebody who's on your side that's coming up with it. I don't care. If it's stupid,
yeah, call it out. Yeah. Be able to think independently. But yeah, talking about all this, it does... bring me up to my last story because I love this because this is a spirit that we all need to have. So there's a 12-year-old from Orange City. Oren Don is his name. Wants to be Orange City's scooper hero.
Snow?
Not so much. A story from our good old friends at the Review. Oren's a sixth grader at MLC Floyd Valley Middle School in Alton, recently started a poop scooping business called Scooper Heroes to help raise money for an eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C. and to New York City. He got the idea while brainstorming with his parents. And as we all know, as the snow starts to melt, those of us that have dogs and haven't killed several in the last 3 years know that. Sorry, Aaron. know that there are as the snow melts, the deposits appear. And so he says last fall he did fundraising by selling butter braids.
Stop at my house, son. I'll send you to Washington, D.C. on my own.
But apparently they weren't the only ones who did that. Said they thought of mowing, but there was already a lot of people who did mowing in the area. But then they thought poop scooping. Now, that's something that there's not a whole lot of other people that are doing.
And they're not going to clamor to do that either and copy your idea.
No, you got that right. From there, a whole business unfolded. Scooper Heroes offers a one-time spring cleanup for a well-deserved $35.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even in Orange City, people got to say, wow, that's cheap. Here's a 50.
That's a
Here's
solid a 50, buy. Kid. As long as you don't do it on Sunday, you're that's good right. with me.
I'll come scoop your dog poop for free on Sunday.
Oh. Can you do it after dark? Oren said he put up flyers around Orange City March 6 advertising the business. His parents also shared it on Facebook. And within 15 minutes, he had his first call.
Wow.
Customers have been coming in ever since. Oren has done a cleanup per day, every day this week, working them in after school. He said he's got 20 people lined up for the weeks ahead and more who have said that they're interested. And with the volume of customers, he's even had to hire his 9-year-old brother, Kipton, to help him. And he says they split the profits.
If anything,
God bless you, sir.
He's realized that he's left some money on the table. Uh-huh. Because if you're getting that many people calling, you're not charging enough.
Right.
Well, and maybe, remember, if 20% of the people aren't calling complaining about how much their bill was, you're not charging enough.
Yep. I learned that early on. So with that said, Aaron,
today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Super High Tech. Did all that talk about dog poo remind you that your current remind you about your current phone situation? Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center is open 6 days a week to help you out on the web at super-ht.com.
And you can fling through all the poo to find out who we are by hitting us up on the socials. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at DBA Pod. Coming soon to a website someday.
Oh, I need to write a letter yet.
I'll do the first 5-star review.
Oh, that'd be awful.
These guys are
amazing. I mean, nice. Awfully nice. That's the one.
So funny, especially that one guy.
Yeah, you have to counteract these nuts. And the D's Nuts review that we got on.
That still shakes me still to the core when I think about it. None of these men have a unique worldview or lens to view the world through.
Well, wow, yeah. You memorized it, huh?
Well, yeah, that's because it hurt, man. It hurt.
Well, that was the funny part is that, like, it's a very, like, you could tell this person thought about this review.
They should have put that much thought into their username. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, the username did not match the comment. That's for sure.
Well, we hope you join us again next time. And until then, we'll see you.